Let's go, you. Come on. Okay, I can't talk so loud. The next year will be Mitzvah Hashem, the Tuesday night after. When's the last day of Pesach? Could be Monday. Yeah. Anyway, a week after Pesach.
What day of the week?
Tuesday. Or Monday, probably. Monday. Anyway, that's it till after Pesach. A week after Pesach. Maybe it's 8 days after Pesach. Maybe it's 6 days after Pesach. Whatever. Okay, going over the Hetta Mechira again. So, the Shailos are, is Shemitah D'Oraisa, B'zman Hazeh is D'Oraisa D'Rabbanon. That has major ramifications regarding a lot of the other heterim, because a lot of the kulas are based on the idea that it's only drabonon. Is number two, is the kinyan of a goy mafkia the kedusha from the peiros, from the karka, both, neither, one of the above, some of the above. Three, does it matter that it's a haroma nikeres? Four, what are you going to do about Lo Sechonim, the lav of selling Karka Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? Number five is the Mechir is not officially recognized, it's not in the tabu, and it's not officially recognized. So does that matter? They don't register it in the tabu. They don't register it. Al Pidina de Malchusa, if it's not registered, it's not recognized as a sale. So how do you deal with that? I mean, this is a question when the Turks owned the land also. Tabu is an Arab word for land registry. It's not a Hebrew word. No, it's an Arab word. Okay. Number six is... No, you're selling them not tabu, you're selling metaltalin.
No, but they didn't buy the Berlin.
Exactly. That's exactly the same shaila, right? And there the Chassam Sofer, for example, says that it's okay because he will go by the Bulim. If he decides to keep it, he will have to go by the Bulim then. So here also, we'll see, Rav Kook wrote into the Shtar in 1919, I believe. I don't know, have the day written down, that if the goy wants to keep it, he has rishus to go. Again, there was no Medina then. He was dealing with the Turks. So he said, it was written into the Shtar that, what?
1919 is still the Turks?
Yeah. That was World War One. I maybe have the date wrong, but it was still when the Turks were around still. The British, I don't think, ever had a... They never had a... Even, like, in the eyes of Dumas Olam, they never had any type of bylaws here. Any type. There was a mandate. That's just a mandate. They were apotropsin. That's why it's not Merida Beumos, what the Irgun did, and what all those Stern Gang and...
Arya Levine. He protected them.
That's called a non sequitur.
Okay. No, he protected some of those people.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, the reason it's probably not Marie de Bulmos, in my opinion, is that they had a mandate to give Eretz Yisrael to the Jews, and they violated their mandate. So you can't call them Marie de Bulmos if they violated. They were given a mandate by the Umos HaOlam. Mandate means a shlichus, an apotropsis. So they were given an apotropsis by the Umos HaOlam to give it to the Jews. And then they didn't do it, so you're just stealing from a ganav. I mean, you're taking it back from a ganav. Okay, that's a different issue. To what degree, number six, is to what degree is there a shasat chak? This is really, now that I went through the inyan now to prepare for the shir, I think the most, like, I think the Chazanish was most troubled by Lo Sechonim, I think. But it's hard to tell. I don't know. I take that back. I don't know. But I am most troubled by this, that all the Matirim, Rav Yitzchak Yochanan Spector, and Rav Kook himself, they all write that this is a Horasha. They all felt very bad that they're treating Shemitah and they all wrote it's a Horasha, and because it's a tremendous Shasat Chak. It was really more like, it was bordering on Pikuach Nefesh. They just abandoned the land of the Arabs. It was a hefka then. It was no Medina. Certainly it was the Shasat Chag. Rav Kook writes Beferish. See, the way the letters are so interesting. You read the letters written at the time. He writes Beferish that it'll kill off the whole. And he did like have a messianic approach in his letters. In other words, part of his. He worked everything out by halacha, and it's not a big doichek either. I mean, he had very solid terutzim to all the kashas on it. But he was a tzaddik, I mean, a kadosh. So you know, he writes really, he shouldn't be doing any of this. Avada, we should keep shmita, you know, but it'll kill off the whole enterprise, the whole Zionist enterprise. You know, and we have it in our hands. We're building up Shiva Sion, and like, there's no Eitzah. In fact, it seems from the letters, when he wasn't here, he was Machmir. He didn't like the idea of the Hefter. When he came here and he saw what's going on, like, you know, yeah, oh my goodness, like, you know. But he writes it to Horah Shah. That, to me, that's the most troubling. After I went through the whole Indian, the most troubling is that there's no Shatzachak now. There's nowhere. It's Parnassa. So some taina. I'm really jumping the gun here. I went to the Golden Suter again. Chazar over everything. Some taina. You know, there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Zion, I think, about where Rav Zeira was matir to do malacha on Shvius because of the heavy tax burden that the king put on them. The famous Gemara. That's what everybody points to, that Gemara. Because Shvius was one of the Rabban. So Tosfos has two pshatim. One is that, I think one territory is Shvius was one of the Rabban on, and the second territory was really Pikuach Nefesh. Because the king had to feed his soldiers, and he would feel you being morayed in him. It's Pikuach Nefesh. And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's letters and Rav Kook also a shtickle pikuach nefesh, although Rav Kook takes a more messianic approach that it's necessary. The question is nowadays, what's the shasat chak? So some say, you know, the loss of parnassah is a big shasat chak, while others say that's absurd. You can't call that a shasat chak if that's goof what the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah is to be shoveis, not to work, not to work your field. So you can't come back with a shasat chak. You can't consider that a shasat chak if all you're pointing, you know, if you have outside sibus, the Arabs are going to take over the land, and the government's going to put you in jail, etc. But to say that it's a shasat chak because you're not going to work your land, but that's what the Torah said, not to work your land on Shvius. You can't, that shouldn't reckon as a Shasat Chak. That's what others say. I think that's like the most troubling. That you don't have anywhere near approaching what was the matzav then when the Matirim were out in force. Plus, as I said, Rav Kook really insisted on two conditions. It's not clear if he himself backed off of the second condition. One is that no malacha d'oraisas be done, and two, that everything be done on the day of Goy. So the second one was ignored from the beginning, apparently. It sounds like he himself backed off from that. It's not clear. Like, you have to read the letters. It's like a fascinating Indian to go into. Rabbi Zevin and Laor HaHalacha is very, very, very good. Very good to read. And that book, the Maskeret Basia, that book is very good to read also. Anyway, but certainly no Malacha D'Oraisa should be done. See, Otsa Aretz doesn't want to do Mechira. See, that they want to. They avoid Mechira. You know, it's not a Shasat Chak. Anyway, that's number six, is the parameters of Shasat Chak. And number seven is, what about the people that don't hold of it or think it's no good? It basically, you have to deal with three Isurim, really. Is there an Isur Shamur? Right? If the fields weren't made Hefker, can you eat the Paris of a Shamur Dika field? Number two is, can you eat Nevad? Can you eat the Paris produced by, can someone who doesn't hold of that, or let's call it that. You know, from my perspective, I'm eating shamur or ne'avad. Is that taka asur or it's mutter? B'di'evad, the payers are not asur. So I can eat in someone's house, because b'di'evad, you know, b'di'evad, there's no isur shamur, there's no isur ne'avad. And lachar habir is a problem, but that there's no solution for. If your chayshish is lachar habir, then it's taka asur to eat. No question that lachar habir is asur to eat. So if the person went without the mechira and assumed that the kedusha was paka because of the mechira, and there's no chiyuv biur, from my perspective, let's call it, there is a chiyuv biur. So that taka, that definitely is usher. So that's number seven. Okay. So maybe I'm not eating anything till last week. I apologize. I want to go through everything and then look at some other papers that were written. Okay, the question of, there's two reasons why Shemitah B'Zman HaZeh would be the Rabbanon. One is, if you have Kedusha Shniyah, Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo. And the other one, more prevalent one, more accepted one, is that it's, when Yovel's not Noyek, Shemitah's not Yoeg. Or, there's a Rambam Shita, at least like Avi Truma, that Ein Kol Yoshveha Aleha doesn't only affect Yovel. But the Rambam holds it affects many mitzvahs of Tluyas Baritz directly. Now, it's not when there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah, but that maybe full Kedushas Baritz needs Kol Yoshveho Aleha. So those are the thoughts of Mitzvah Rabbanon.
Can anybody talk about the fact that nowadays we have a role in Eretz Yisrael?
No, because it reminds me you need the Shvatim in recognized portions. It's good for the blogs, but it's no practical... It's of no practical issue.
So that's clear?
That's not... What? Yeah. So... You have a lot of auxiliary shaylos. If you have a suffix of something... When there's no clear psak, bezdin, or shulchan aruch, so then it's like it becomes a game. I mean, I used to be in the world of tshuvas. In Muncie, I used to write tshuvas. You start collecting Rishonim. You collect Rishonim, say it's Yoraisa. You collect Rishonim, say it's the Rambanan. Rav Zevin ends up saying, no one holds us the Yoraisa except maybe the Ramban, you know. And the Beis Halevi says, no one holds us the Rambanan except maybe. You know, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. When there's no Hachron and Shulchan Aruch, then it's, you know, everybody plays around with the robe. It's like every Hetamei Rabbonim in the world starts off, the first paragraph of every Hetamei Rabbonim is that, you know, there's no real Cherem there, no Gershom in the Elef HaShishi anyway. Everyone starts off like that. Really? There's no more Cherem. And every Hisnagdus to a Hetamei Rabbonim starts off, everybody knows that normative halacha is that the cherem continued into Elul HaShishi. It's like boilerplate. You just have to fill in the names. Okay. And then there's the Shittas Balamor. See, here's where Shas Atcha comes in. The Shittas Balamor is that it's not even the Rabbanim B'Zman HaZeh. It's a Hanhoga Tova maybe, but it's not even an Issa Rabbanim. So Rabbi Vadi Yosef in his Sefer manages to squeeze out another seven. I'm sorry for laughing. Manages to squeeze out another seven Rishonim that hold like the Balamorim, but it's known as the Balamor Shita. So normally you would ignore it. You know the Shita's Yachir. You know what we say, you'll always find the Shita of everything if you look hard enough, and you have a Bar Ilan or a Noisach Chochma. Now we can really say you. But the question is in the Shas HaTchak. In the Kloli Halacha and the Shasachak, you can rely on a Shitas Yachid. The Shal is under what circumstances? So that's part of the tumult. Okay. So that's the first issue. The second issue is that there's a safe, it's all built on a Sefer Trumas. That just like in Surya, the Gemara says, Kinyan Akum is Mafkiya Kedusha Sa'aretz. So too, if Shvias Mizmana says, the Rabbonon, so you can be Mafkiya Kedusha Sa'aretz. Because Midrabbanan, the Pasal Shulchan agreed with that Svara. Chazanish very strongly is Chaylik with that Svara. Then there's different Shitas if it's Nifka from the soil, if it's nifka from the peiros, the kedusha. If it affects the isra avoda, if it could affect only the kedusha of the peiros. The most famous, what comes to a head, is the Beis Yosef Shita, that it is mafkia. Obviously, the whole heter only has a pshat if it's mafkia to kedusha saretz, or else you don't start. The Beis Yosef, and then it becomes a famous historical machleik, as if the Beis Yosef was chayzer or not. The Charedim and the Shlosh said he was chayzer. The Chidah said, it's well known that even the frumest tzaddikim in Yerushalayim conduct themselves, we're not talking about a heter mechira now, we're talking about a goyim owned land, that they conduct themselves, nobody conducts themselves l'chumra. It seems to me like the Chazon Ish really made a mapecha here in insisting that it's not true, and you can't be soimach on that shita. And okay, so that's the second inyan. The third is harama. I mean, that's a sugya in Shas, like all sugyas. Sometimes harama is mutter, sometimes harama is osur, sometimes it's b'dievet, sometimes it's lachatchila, and then there's all different discussions. What's considered a harama? Here you have a shtar bachira. Is he serious? Isn't he serious? It is worse. The business about why is it worse than chametz, you should forgive me, is a little silly. If the guy decides he wants to buy the chametz, nobody will have a problem. He'll pay $40,000, $50,000, and allow the chametz. No one cares. The only one that cares, and I hold it's like a usher, and I'm tome on the Badatzei the Haredus, that they allow pizza stores to sell frozen dough so that they could be the first out with pizza on Motzei Pesach, because everybody had to have a tainus for pizza for 7 days, and it's a Shein Reva Tzivi Chanulamoidba. So and they allow it, and I can't believe they allow it. It's Rotsu B'Kiyumo. And most Shitas, I think, hold that Isuri Hanoah Rotsu B'Kiyumo is Osir. Koshkein, where there's an Isabal Yerabal Yimotse.
What's that? Is that Harama or Samus?
No, Rotsu B'Kiyumo is something, is Osir. It's Osir. I want it to exist. I want that frozen dough to exist. But Rotsu B'Kiyumo is an Isab of Theatzma. If I'm Rotsu B'Kiyumo, it's like I'm having anor from it. I want it to be around.
But you sold it, you sold it.
But you're not allowed to have anor from chametz that belongs to a guy. You're not allowed to have anor from chametz. It's called as being mahanimi. I'm getting anor. I'm right to be kiyumo. I want that chametz to exist. I'm getting something out of it. But that allows it. Frozen dough I'm talking about. You don't want the guy to buy it. If the guy would want to buy it, with him to hate, so he has a buyer for all of his liquor. What does he care if the guy buys it? So the guy will have to pay him for it. You want to be on the streets with the pizza, Moza, you don't know me, you don't want the guy to buy it. You don't want the guy to buy it, you'll shoot him if he buys it. Because you might be second with the pizza. Then everybody's going to know that you didn't have pizza immediately, Moza Petra, you're going to do all your business. I can't believe that. I'm really. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Yechiel Spirit would say I shouldn't be surprised. But okay. That's
not getting into that.
That's
beyond the person.
Anyway, but it's really silly. I mean, I'm not trying to for people to blithely say, why is it different than chametz? It's very different than chametz. Chametz, you know, but the guy will buy it, and that's all finished. No one's buying all the land sold to him by Shemitah. It's not true.
So it
has a technical name. It's not like we discovered the wheel here. It's called Harama Nikeres. It's Sugyas and Shas. And it's very complicated about when it's Mutter and when it's Asur, and when do you say Dvarim Shabalei Veinam Dvarim. And if there's a shtar mechira and the maisa, that's all. This is one of the tumuls of the heter mechira. Is it an osa dika harama nikeres or not? Is it even dvarim shebalei? Maybe it's not even dvarim shebalei. Maybe it's dvarim shebagolui. You know, the opposite of dvarim shebalei is when you have an amasla and it's called belibo belev kaladam. That's the lashon of the rishonim. So no one in his right mind thinks that the guy is taka buying it. It's not like chametz. It's not like chametz at all. So the question is, but technically it's a sale. So that's what haram and nikeres means. It's a very difficult sugya. I never really learned it properly. Because, like, it monoshach. What's the level of haram? If it's dvarim shebalei veinam dvarim, it should be okay. And it's not dvarim shebalei because it's an umdun of the muchach, so then it's not even chal. Like, what's the, I'm not even clear in my own mind, what's the madreg of haroma? What's the madreg of haroma? It's either chal or it's not chal. So I don't know. That's me. I don't know what that madreg is.
At the end of the speech, if you land double
height,
do I want to
the occupation?
Would you be
able to? It hasn't happened yet.
No.
Okay, Lo Sechonim is probably the most bitter battle, and I don't even know if they do this. The famous Shemen Lamor's Eitza is to sell it for a limited amount of time, to sell it for 2 years, and then he has to give it back. And he says there's no Lo Sechonim because you're not giving him a Chaniya Bekarka. Renting to him would not do anything. Renting is not Mafkir to Kedusha. That's the Gemara year. The Rambam, in fact, says when you sell something for a specific amount of time, it's different than if you rent it. If I sell it to you, you can dig Boros Sichin Amoros in it, because for those 2 years, it's mamash yours. But if you rent it, then you have no right to harm the guf. It's really like only a Kenyan Paris. So I don't know if they... the truth is, I don't know if they do... I don't know if they do that. I don't know if they do it. I don't know. I really didn't see it. The Shtar Mechira. I don't even know if Rav Kook did that to avoid Lo Sechonim. Maybe he did other Eitzes. I didn't have time to look at the Shtar Mechira. They have in the Shabbos Aretz, they have the Nuschos of his Shtar Mechira. So the first issue, there's a lot of issues. Is it mutter if you're not giving them Chaniya Bekarka? Do you say the Torah is just poetically saying Lo Simkor? Or you say fakir. It doesn't say lo simkor. It says lo titi lam chaniya bekarka. But the Chazon Ish is very against, like, time of the craw type things, where you're saying, oh, yeah, I didn't give him a chaniya bekarka. Okay. Then some say it's not even mafkir a kedusha, because it's a temporary sale. Others say, yes, it is, because it's not like schirus. Okay. Another issue that comes up is ein shliach advar avera. That on the tzad it's no good, so it's batel. Because since they sell it through a shliach, everybody appoints the bezdin to be their shluchim. So that's a question that comes up. So the answer is, the shliach's a shogeg. In this case, the shliach holds its mutter. So you don't say shliach to aravera. But someone suggested, I think Rav Kook even said to do this. It's interesting. Yeah, he considered it a potential problem. He said the shliach should sell it to a yid, and that yid who now owns all the karka, he'll sell it to a guy without shlichus. He himself will sell it to a guy. Another battle. I'm sorry, what?
That harama then becomes gigantic. That middle stage, yeah. That's a complete total. That middle stage is.
Well, maybe not.
No,
maybe Pumpaket, since the Yid also can't work his Shemitah. So what's the aroma? You're not gaining anything by selling it to a Yid. He's not allowed to work the land either. So maybe that makes a nice aroma. It makes a nice aroma because selling it to him doesn't accomplish anything. So, okay, then Muslims become a Shiloh because another idea by the Zara is the Isaloi Sechonim, only idea by the Zara. Now, what? That's a Machlokes Rambam Raivad, I think. That's not used so much anymore. When the Arabs were just a bunch of thugs, well, they're still just a bunch of thugs. When there wasn't. They were fighting the Turkish government. They weren't fighting. So they sell it to an Arab. Now they don't push that fact that they don't want people selling the land to Arabs either. Then they did other races. They sold the trees and the plants al Menashe Yiktzitzu. Almanasa the guy cut it down. So right now it has a din of karka, since mafkir kedusha, but it's not called the yazachaniya b'karka. This is shitas of Yehuda. Maseches Avodah Zarah, your testament base, that it's not called chaniya b'karka if you stipulate that he's going to cut it down. So you're not giving him a chaniya b'karka. So here you can do that also. Chazanish doesn't like any of these eitzes. He says it wouldn't be mafkir the kedusha. Okay, that's that issue. The Lo Sechanim is a major.
People who are doing it, they obviously got around the issue of Lo Sechanim. Why do they care about the...
Well, however, yeah.
So why do they care about the Ein Shvirah V'Dvar Avera? They want it to be mutter for people who don't believe in it?
No, they say, but you have to be afraid that the Mechir is not even Chal. Now, if someone says, I'll be Soymech on... my shita. First of all, you're right. I told you, even if the shliach's a show gig, there's no problem. But what was the people that brought it up said? Look, you want to lechonim is like a one shot deal. You're over it. You know. Here, if you're saying shliach's aravera, then you haven't accomplished anything. And the whole year you're going to be working be'isser with vatal mechira. It's much worse. They tie it on the tzad that you're wrong, it's mevatel the mechira.
Right.
It's not just you did an avera, you know. I'm not saying an avera is okay to be over, but the point was you might be not accomplishing anything because you know mechira. The mechira is not chal. Okay. The business with the tabu being officially recognized, so here you have one of these ironies. Like the what's called Eretz Yisrael, where the Bedatz say the Haredis believes in the greater Israel, and the Dati Lumi community say, well, what's Eretz Yisrael, like just from here to here, come on. So hereby, you have the same thing. I mean, that's how people are. That's how it is. You have to smile. The same thing. Is the Dina to Malchus Adina. So, so the Machmirim say, what do you mean, Eretz Yisrael, Dina to Malchus Adina? If it's not in the Tabu, it's not a recognized Mechira. And the whole other Mechira say, who said the Dina to Malchus Adina? Eretz Yisrael. It's a Yidin, they don't really own the land, and they don't really have a right to pass laws. So, it's one of those things where the shoe is on the other foot. It's funny, that's it. I mean, you have to laugh because both sides are guilty of it. Okay. I don't know. I can't. No, they're not that far down south, but the line sinks every Shemitah. They have a good laugh. The guy that was here has a good laugh about it. Keeps moving down. They want to get to Rebbe Yashiv's line. Rebbe Yashiv, he takes his line from a Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Where it's not even clear that it's Bechlal, I mean, it's not for me to say, but the Rambam's not dealing with Kedushas Haaretz. He's dealing with when you have to keep one day Yontiv, where the Eidim get to. Anyway, 1916. No, that's very north. And he says even there in the footnote, Rav Yashiv was maskim. But not like halacha lemais or something like that, because he's basing it on a medrash that Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by four naharos. So he makes a cheshen where the four naharos, and he has the Minchas Yitzchak had a very northern southern border, like very up. There's been you can buy books like back and forth. That's what you gave me there, like a whole series of. Polemics, is that the right word? Like where the southern border of Eretz Yisrael is. Like you have like Sfarim written back and forth, like everybody attacking everybody else. What did the Minchas Yitzchak really hold? He was Chayzer, he wasn't Chayzer. You know, it becomes like that. The Eitz Haaretz put a lot of, really, that guy that was here was like a super expert. Anyway, so that's where they do Hetem Mechira L'Chumra, as they call it. In other words, below a certain point, they do mechira also. Rav Kook in 1916, that was Yovel Shemitah. He said that the kainer could put it into the tabu if he wants. And if he wants to, he can go register it, just like with the stamps in the Chassam Sefer. He has a right to do it. Here again, you have a historical machlekes. Reb Zevin writes in the Or HaLocha that the Chazon Ish did not hold that the lack of tabu. I don't even know how, if I'm pronouncing it. Is it tabu or tabu?
Tabu,
because tabu is a different word, an English word. Reb Chazon Ish did. Reb Zevin writes the Chazon Ish held that the tabu was not a problem. Reb Kalman Kahana in his Sefer and on Shemitah says the Chazon Ish held it was a problem. So I don't know. Maybe I've it's like something to go into and look at the sources, look at the letters, look at what people wrote. Rather, Oitzar uses Reb Kalman Kahana a lot because he has a lot of heterim that he says over from the Chazon Ish about avodos that the workers are allowed to do. And he wrote like a contrasim, and he says that he showed it to Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish was not, but that's what Pauli Agudas Yisrael Moshavim used. And there's a lot of heterim there, and they take a lot of the heterim from those contrasim. Okay, what's the Shasat Chak? So Rav Kook, I already said, he felt, again, you have to know the historical record, it's very, very troubling. I think, in my opinion, I'm not an expert, but you know, then in those years it was a real Shasat Chak, and now it's just, see the Old Tzoritz's approach. We're talking about Hetta Mechiras. I mean, they also feel it's very important to give the farmers. They also don't want to do Shemitah. I mean, they say it's too hard to do Shemitah. But it's a different approach. Instead of the wholesale Hetta Mechira, so they're trying to push the envelope. I said this 1,000 times already. No, they feel also it's very hard. They do consider it a Shasat Chak, Agabi the Parnosa. They're not saying just don't work the field, Shemitah, that's all. So they also say that's unthinkable. It's not the same title. Again, it's only an economic unthinkable that has to be said. I mean, even the, I don't know, it's Haredi or whatever it's called, the farms that Mamish keep Shemitah, so they go around and that's Karen Ashvias, that's some Komamidos, they go around collecting money for them because they talk, the government does not, I don't think the Israeli government potters you from Arnona in Shemitah. I think they have to pay Arnona on their farms. They have to pay taxes. They have to pay taxes. It's very heavy taxes. You own a few hundred acres, 1,000 acres, whatever. It's a lot of money, and if you don't work it, that's really a lot of poskim. One of the things is to sustal that Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zera. Rather there, the lashon is arnona, but there it means like a heavy, heavy tax that you went to jail if you didn't pay. And but okay, that's the shayla. I mean, it would be a nice thing if the government, you know, if the government. Now it's not the Gaya, but if the government would take a pata Shomer Shemitah from Arnona, that would be like a wonderful thing. It would be a big help. You know, so if they wouldn't at least be bleeding that. Okay, so wait a second. Zevin and Kamakan. So what's a Shasat Chak? If you read Rav Kook's letters, you really cringe at the thought of zustelling it to nowadays. Really. So the Alta Oretz also considers it a Shasat Chak, but they don't do it the Mechira because of it. They just push the envelope with the Melachas that they allow. The Taina about Schora, they're right. You know, the circumstances are that people are not going to go to the field and pick tomatoes. I mean, no one's doing that. So you have to bring it to the stores. So you call it a sale, you don't call it a sale. It's a tremendous tikkun what they're doing this year. They're having taka sacks for Omed. Small, medium, and large. You want to buy tomatoes and this, they're going to have three sizes. You're not going to weigh it. You're not going to weigh and pay by weight. It's all going to be a standard price for the different sizes. You're going to have a different price. That would bother me the last Shemitah the most about them. But they said then it's not Shaykh. Now they have a lot of professional people from very big... from Tnuva, from all these places, they have working for them, like very big people in the, what's it called, Shuk, Shebek, Meshek, and the, I tell you what they do with the credit card, like they're going to have their own, Issachar. They signed up a deal with Issachar. They're going to have their own thing. Okay. Then there's a Taz, and then the Shas HaTchak, you could always go Lekula. The Shach says it's only in a Drabonon.
Why is it more of a Shas HaTchak today than it always is?
Less. Why is it less?
No, why is it more of a Shas?
That's the Taina. It's no Tzushtel to when Rav Kook pushed for the Hetta Mechira and became its biggest proponent. What gave the Hetta Mechira its kickstart, no question, is Rav Yitzchak Yochanan Spector. No question about that. He signed off on it, signed on to it. But then Rav Kook became its major proponent. That's why, you know... What? Well, if you look at... I was reading now some book about it, not the Basia book. And it seems when he was in Europe, he was Nota Lahachmir. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he saw the matzahs, like in his face. Daderis also, his father-in-law. Daderis was his father-in-law.
Yeah.
They said, we got to do something. We can't just keep Shaykh, it's going to arrest the whole development of Eretz Yisrael, they felt. You don't have that nowadays. Okay, that's a problem. Unfortunately, and I notice from other cases and the Gittin of things, if you push a kula and you think you're avoiding zilzul by making four conditions, you could be absolutely positive that in 5 years no one's going to remember any of the conditions. They're just going to have the kula. It's a historical fact. And every kula that was ever propagated, is not the right word, promulgated, probably was not the right word. Any kula that was said with conditions, the conditions slowly, it's like Sharon, you know, we're going to give away Gaza if, and then the, it took 2 days. They didn't even take 5 years. It took 2 days. Remember, they were going to give it away one by one and see what happens? Nobody even remembers that, because that whole, they were going to give away the Gush Katif like one by one to see how the Arabs act when they get one. That lasted, I think, a day. He just did it to get people to vote for it. It's like Israel now with the Arabs. Okay, we're going to make peace, but only if, and then the if, like no one remembers the if the next day, then you're stuck, because you said you're going to do it. We'll let the murderers go if. Okay. Another issue that comes up sometimes is when you have that in Shas HaTchak, you can be signed up on Ashitas Yachid, so the Ashitas that our count is all messed up. And it's not really Shemitah. The Ravid, I think, has a different count. It's not really Shemitah. So again, the Chazanish screams that the Rambam is accepted, and it's not just normative halacha, but that's the normal halacha is the Rambam. And, you know, what do you... Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in his Heter, if you read his letter of Heter, definitely considered it then Pikuach Nefesh. And Rav Kook also is a shtickle mashma like that in his writings. Rav Kook l'maisa asa doing a melacha d'araisa and said everything should be done by a goy. I told you that was forgotten about very quickly. Here's an interesting story you see in the Maskeres Batya. Rothschild had managers. You read that book, his managers were almost across the board Rishon. Very difficult people to deal with. He was an unbelievable person, Rothschild himself. His wife was frumer than he was, als Frumkeit. But he devoted himself to Eretz Yisrael. But he had these managers were like across the board, very difficult people to say the least. Anyway, so they found that when Rav Kook's had the was translated into French, they pushed and left out the words that it should be done al yaday Yaakov. Those words were deleted. They left out those words. Lamaisa, it. Lamaisa, if you read Rav Kook, he writes very clearly that it's a Hara Shah and he's waiting for the day that that it won't be necessary. And the way he writes, the day has come. It's really, it's very schwer to be so mechanic. He also, he was mechalic between farmers and consumers. Very interesting. If a farmer said he doesn't want to be Samech on the Heta Mechira and he wants to keep Shemitah, Rav Kook was his best friend. Fantastic. Wonderful. But if a consumer said he wants to be Machmer and not buy the produce, he would get upset. He says, you're being Machmer on the backs of the people who are keeping Eretz Yisrael going. You know, you're taking on Chumras. It's not even so clear. The truth is, it's okay, maybe we'll start with that after Pesach Bli Neder. The Isser Shomer and Nevad is very unclear. There could really be a lot of Achdus that everybody's talking about. The only real problem is Biur. Most Shittos hold Shomer as Mutter and Nevad's Mutter. So you wonder, can I go to someone's house to eat? There's Soymich on the... I'm not Paschening now. Because I didn't really do it well since last Shemitah. But if I remember correctly, I went through the Inyan properly then, but I don't want to be Saimachan then. It was 7 years ago. It's really not a problem to eat by anybody. Trumas HaMais is a much bigger problem. They should take they take Trumas HaMais at the Mechira. I guess so, because the Trumas HaMaisos, they're not Soymach on Yesh Kenyan for Trumas HaMaisos, are they? I don't even know. You know something? I don't even know. What?
Pretty basic question.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know the answer. If I would eat Rabbanut stuff, I would know. Of Kornfeld, Ibn Mais is everything. Even Eidah Haredah stuff, I'm not so from. You're inviting of Kornfeld to the Malab. He's not going to eat by the Shalshudas. He's not going to eat? No, he's not going to eat. I mean, he won't eat any vegetables. When he made a bar mitzvah downstairs, Zevi was the caterer. He came in on Friday, and he Ibn Mais said everything. I didn't know that. That's when I found it out. Zevi told me. Zevi was like really surprised. He Ibn Mais said everything. So, you don't have to give him a portion.